Call 561-429-5744.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
I'm continuing today with the message entitled The State of the Church 2021. And as I mentioned last week, I'm not in a position to judge anyone. I'm not judging pastors or churches. I'm simply sharing with you the insight from the Word of God. And if I point my finger at someone, my thumb and three other fingers are pointed back at me. So I'm not judging today. But I want you to hear what the Word of the Lord says. First of all, the ministry of the church all hinges on our example, Jesus Christ, and His example of ministry and teaching, including other New Testament passages. I want to remind you, right after Jesus' temptation, right after He was driven, Mark says, was driven into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And if you remember, that was immediately after he had been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was weak and he was hungry, obviously, but the enemy came to him, the devil came to him, and tempted him to turn stones into bread and to eat. But every time that the enemy brought a temptation before him, Jesus used the Word of God to repel that and to rebuff that, and he was victorious. So we pick it up then. It says, then Jesus returned. This is Luke chapter 4, beginning in the 14th verse. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of those who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus also said in John 14:12, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." And then you remember it says that in Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And by the way, Christ means the anointed one. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that he is the Son of God, that God has raised him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Problems?
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, you do. We are back. We're ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting all week. This is a long time to wait, but hey, you don't have to wait any longer. You can get your computer questions answered right now. We are here. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We also, again, have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. And of course, you can head over to our live Facebook video. You can type your question into the comment section of the live video going on right now. We are there. We're ready to answer your questions, monitoring the comments, and you can actually head over there. You can watch the show. You can see the show. You can hear the show. And you can answer or ask your questions. One of the things that we did talk about last week, we talked about my mom's Dell laptop. And, you know, again, we were referring to a previous customer that had a question about why her laptop is plugged in, but the battery isn't charging. And this happens with Dells. We haven't really seen it with other brands, but the Dells, sometimes they stop being able to detect that the Dell power adapter that's connected to them, that's working fine, is producing the proper voltage and amperage. And so what they do is they actually go through a process where they stop charging the battery. Well, we mentioned last week that not only did we find with my mom's laptop that the battery wasn't charging, we also found, in addition to that, that the CPU was running considerably slow at about 300 megahertz. And, you know, that is significantly slow. So we're going to actually demonstrate that to you later on in the show. We'll show you that, and you'll be able to see that. You'll be able to see the difference between a new power adapter, which we got. We paid the ransom money, bought a new Dell power adapter, and thankfully the battery isn't totally dead, which I'm very surprised of, because the battery was very low for a long time, but it does charge. It is charged right now. You can see the difference in the you'll be able to see the difference in the processor performance from going back from the new power adapter, switching the battery. You'll see it drop performance. You'll see it drop performance even more when we switch over to the other power adapter. So what we'll do is we'll get the camera set up so that we can actually show you that on the screen, so that we can show you you'll be able to see the actual performance on this other computer. So we'll be able to show you that later on today. We'll also, of course, we're also here ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. We do have several customers that have brought their computers in, hoping that they're not down for too long. And that's one of the things we offer on Saturdays. We offer labor while you wait, where we stand by. We try our best to get computers done within the day if we can. If they get here quick enough and we can get it done today, we'll do it. Of course, sometimes we have to run hardware diagnostics or other steps that may take a little bit longer. So, if it takes a little bit longer, hey, you know, we'll do that, you know, to make sure that everything is working properly. But if we can get it done today, we do get computers done today if we can. So you can, we're located at 7190 South US 1, right next to what used to be Johnny's. We're just next door, and actually now it's no longer Johnny's. Right, what it is right now, it's the actual Dollar General. So it used to be Johnny's, but it's the new Dollar General, and you'll be able to get over there. You'll be able to see where we are, see where we're located, and we'll be able to show you here in a little bit later. We'll be able to show you. I'm actually working on getting the camera ready to show you the Dell computer with the power adapter. You know, pretty significant. One thing that we want to just go over also, we've had several Windows updates in the last week. Well, not the last week, but the last few weeks that have caused some major issues. And we've talked about this, the one with the Kyocera printer, the people that are printing to the Kyocera printer and using a generic Kyocera driver, having the blue screen errors after the March update, the March security roll-up update, and we mentioned how the fix for that is to go over and start using a PCL6 driver, and And that's something that we did for several of our customers that we saw that issue happening with. Well, we have a computer in the shop right now that we're working on, that one of the issues with it is it's actually an Asus laptop, and it actually, the customers owned it for about 6 months, but it was actually purchased produced in 2017 or 2018. Sometimes when you buy things online, for major retailers, sometimes you're not getting the latest technology out there. That's one reason why it's important to kind of look at the processor, see what processor is out there, see what processor's in the computer. Let me give you a hint here. When you're looking at, let's say you're looking at an Intel i3 processor or an i5 processor or an i7 processor. If you look at that and the first number after the i5 or the i3 or the i7 is an 8, that's an 8th generation processor. If the first number is a 9, that's a 9th generation processor. The first number is a 4, that's a 4th generation processor. Currently, most computers today are either using the 10th generation or the 11th generation processor. Now with AMD, currently they're on the 3rd generation of their Ryzen series. So if you're looking at a Ryzen 3, Ryzen 5, Ryzen 7, again, you're going to want to look at that first number after the Ryzen 7 or the Ryzen 5. If it's a 3, it's the current generation. If it's a 2, it's the previous generation. Or if it's a 1, it's the generation prior to that. So when you're looking at a laptop and you see a laptop that says it's new and it has an Intel i5 that starts with an 8, you know that even though it may have never been owned by anyone, it may technically be new, it's not new technology. It's like kind of going to the car lot and buying a two-year-old car that's never been owned, never been driven. Well, you know, it is new, but it's not quite as new as this year's model. Well, except for in computers, that car is tremendous. You know, that car that's 2 years old is going to be fairly similar to the car that's current. With computers, that's not the case. An 8th generation i7 processor is not able to produce and not only able to perform as well as a 9th generation processor, and a 10th generation processor performs faster, an 11th generation processor even faster. So this customer his computer actually installed the Windows 10 20H2 update recently. When that happened, when his processor warms up and heats up to where the fan needs to kick on, the fan kicks on full blast as fast as it can go and never stops. It never slows down. Typically in a laptop, the fans ramp up when they need to ramp up and they slow down after the processor has cooled down. This one, it kind of sounds like an airplane running. Take it off. You may have heard your computer do that before, but then it slows down. Well, this one never slows down, and it's due to an update. So sometimes it's good to just wait on those updates. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC.
Radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve your computer problems, and that's what we do here. We resolve computer problems and we answer computer questions as well. 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or type your question into the live comment or into the comment section of the live video. I guess it is, that does make it a live comment section as well. But you know what I meant. Type your computer questions into the live section or the comment section of the live video that's going on right now over on Facebook. Now, one thing that I was mentioning
Again, we had the customer several months ago that asked, well, what happens when, why does my computer not actually charge when I plug the power adapter into it and the battery doesn't charge? And what actually happens is that, we actually found that with Dell computers, sometimes the Dell computer can't determine that the Dell power adapter is putting out the proper voltage, the proper amperage, and so it actually runs at a slower speed, or it won't charge the power adapter. And what we found with my mom's computer is that it actually runs at a slower speed. So let me actually, I do have it set up here. Right now, I can switch over where you can see on the camera, on the Facebook video, and I will actually verbally describe this. But what we have open on the screen, we have the old power adapter connected currently. And the old power adapter, again, this is a Dell power adapter. It's a power adapter that came with the computer. It fits. I believe it's the one that came with the computer. But it fits. It actually does. It does put out the correct voltage and the correct correct amperage, so everything should be good there. However, the computer can't detect what it is, and so it actually stops charging the battery with this. Also, if you look, and I'll again verbally describe this for those that are watching, the CPU speed is varying. Anywhere, it's gone down to 0.3 gigahertz, and it is going up. It's going up to a little bit over 1 gigahertz. But it's quite often in the 0.3 to 0.4 to 0.5 gigahertz range, sometimes 5.5 or 6. Well, what a gigahertz is, typically 1 gigahertz is 1,000 megahertz. So, in the back in, if we were to roll back the calendar several years, even going back to the early 2000s, maybe late 1999s, I don't remember exactly, but, it was common to have processors that were, even in the mid 90s, you would have the Pentium processors would be like 60 megahertz or 75 megahertz or 90 megahertz. Then they got a little bit faster, 120 megahertz, 133, 150. You got up to 200, 233. AMD actually came out with a 233, which was at that time was the fastest that of anything out there. Well, when we're talking about a 0.3 gigahertz, that's about what we're talking about, 300 megahertz. So you can see, and those that can't see, those that are just listening, you can understand that this computer is running considerably slower than what it's capable of doing. Now let's just explain what the CPU is. So the CPU, I like to say it's kind of like the brains of the computer. And when you say it's the brains of the computer, well, it kind of is the brains of the computer to some extent. It's what does all the thinking, all the calculation. Now, there are other parts of the computer that, we do have part of our brain that has long-term memory. That's kind of like the hard drive. There's also a portion of our brain that has short-term memory. And that's kind of like the RAM and also the cache. So that's short-term memory, or maybe the RAM is short-term memory. The cache is just short-term memory that is predicting items, that holds information that the computer may need, and it speeds it up. If it does need it, it can actually go there real quick and get that. So, but everything that happens on a computer is mathematical calculations, and the part of the computer that does the mathematical calculations is the CPU. So when the CPU is running at 300 megahertz versus 2.3 gigahertz, that's a significant difference in performance. And the computer is going to be doing those calculations quite a bit slower. So everything you do is going to take longer. And And, this is something that really should not be. Now, I'm going to pull the power adapter, this old power adapter out. Now, when I pull the old power adapter out, now it's running on battery. And what happens, and again, it's just really, I'm really surprised that the battery didn't die with the Dell computer refusing to charge the battery. It could have charged the battery. It obviously had the right voltage and amperage because it was running, but it was running at a slower speed and wasn't charging the battery. Well, you see that the speed is actually fluctuating between like 0.7, 0.8, 0.9, going up over 1 gigahertz, and it's going slower than it normally would with a power adapter that Dell recognizes plugged in. It's actually going slower than that, but it's going faster than what it was with the power adapter that the computer can't recognize or doesn't recognize as a legitimate power adapter. So, and again, that's still a Dell power adapter. So it's kind of a scam, to get you to buy another Dell component. And you know what? If you don't do it quick enough, your battery's going to die, and then you're going to have a situation where you actually need to buy a battery as well. Well, I'm going to plug the Dell power adapter into the system here. And so when we plug the Dell power adapter into the system, and the screen switch there, you see the speed goes up to 2.9 gigahertz. So it just automatically just bumps up 2.9 gigahertz. And so the difference between running at 0.3 gigahertz, which is again 300 megahertz, and 2.3, it's close enough. That's a significant difference. You have quite a bit of difference there in the performance. So this is something that if you're getting that, if you have a Dell laptop and you're getting that notice that your computer can't determine what power adapter you have plugged into the computer, and it's not charging your battery, you may want to also look at the task manager. Now, to open the task manager, let me just show you real quick how you would open up the task manager. So I'm going to switch back over to my screen, and I'm going to hold down the control key, the shift key, and press escape. Now I do this on the left side because you can just kind of roll up from control, shift, escape. You have to press all three at the same time, but it's easiest just to press the control key, keep it pressed down, press the shift key, keep that pressed down, and then press escape. That'll launch the task manager. Now, most computers, you can do a control alt delete, and some computers will automatically launch the task manager. On some, you'll get a screen where you can choose to launch the task manager or change your password or do some other things. But the way to surefire get here real quick, control, shift, escape. Now, we're going to click on performance. And when we click on performance, this is that section that we were talking about here. Now, this is a different computer. This is my computer. This is an i7 computer. And you see, as we were talking about earlier, the number right after the 7 on mine is a 5. So mine's a fifth generation i7. So the current i7s are either 10th generation or 11th generation. Some of the new laptops have 11th generation i10, or excuse me, i7, i5, i3 processors in them. So, again, this is a different computer than what we were seeing a little bit ago. What we were seeing a little bit ago, the one that with the power adapter that we were swapping out, that's an i3, 6th generation, 6100U, and it is designed to run at 2.3 gigahertz, and you see, it does run about 2.29, 2.3 when it has the Dell power adapter plugged in. But again, we switch over to that other Dell power adapter. By the way, on battery, you know, here we're going 0.6 gigahertz. Why is that? Well, that's to preserve battery speed. And you probably, through tweaking some settings in the computer, you probably could speed that up if you wanted to, but your battery will last not quite as long. But we're going to plug in that old power adapter, and you see it does pop down there pretty quickly. So again, to get to the task manager, Control Shift Escape will get there. Click on the performance tab. That'll show you the speed of your processor, how fast it is running. For some reason, mine's not running quite as fast right now as it should be running. But maybe that's because it doesn't need to run, with what it's doing. But I know it's, you can see it's using a considerable amount of my CPU capacity, 63%, 62%, so anywhere from 50 to 60 plus percent right now. So we're using a good deal of the processor power here. But this is where you would want to look if you have an issue like that, where your Dell computer, your Dell laptop is notifying you that it's not charging the battery. Look in here, task manager on the performance tab, look at the speed at the top. It tells you the speed that it's supposed to run at, and then look at the speed that it's actually running at. And again, sometimes your computer may slow down if it doesn't need to run faster. It may slow down. But if it's slowing down when you have that power adapter in, and in fact, I'll switch back over to my mom's computer again and just show you that it actually, if I unplug the Dell power adapter that the computer is no longer detecting as functioning fine, if I unplug that and we switch over to battery, it actually, in a lot of cases, see, it'll actually bump up faster than when it has that Dell power adapter. So you plug the power adapter in, it actually runs slower than it does when it's running on battery. So this is something to watch for. And if you have that Dell system like that, that's something that you're just going to have to deal with. If you get that message, it's time to go out and buy another Dell power adapter. It's kind of, I guess it's maybe one way that they have to either get you to, maybe you don't know this, maybe you're not listening to a Faster PC radio and you haven't learned this information, and maybe you think, well, this computer's so slow, I'm going to have to go buy another one, and you go buy possibly another Dell computer. Well, that's one reason they may do that. Another reason, well, you're going to have to buy if you do know what's needed because you've listened to this show, well, you go out and buy a new Dell power adapter. Well, what's that? It's a little bit of revenue for Dell. By the way, this is the only manufacturer that I know of that does this. Lenovo, up until just recently, has been the only manufacturer I've known of that will allow you to not charge your battery full all the way up, which gives your battery more lifespan. And I did mention last week that I believe that Dell just started that. And so that's a good point for Dell. So, we're going to talk about the bad. We'll also talk about something that they're doing that's good, because, occasionally they do things that are good. Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com
And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC. And we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And one thing I just wanted to go over. Sometimes, you know, we've been talking about this my mom's laptop and the speed difference with the power adapters. Well, the power adapter actually that we got as a replacement, initially when I plugged it in, it was performing well. And yet today when I got here for the for the show, and I started testing this out, it actually was performing about the same as the old power adapter. And so what actually happened was I went ahead and I clicked over, I actually had Robert get me another power adapter that we had used to test, and to see the performance difference and to see the performance advantage here with the system. So, and that's the one that I used just a minute ago to actually show the speed difference on the screen. So this is actually the new power adapter on the screen. So you see, it's actually doing just about the same as the old power adapter that wasn't working. In fact, I will plug all three of them in. So this is the new power adapter here, and this came actually in a very sketchy looking box, wrapped up very, you know, it didn't really look like an official Dell, but it does say Dell on it. But initially it actually worked like it should. The performance of CPU went up to 2.3 gigahertz, but you can see right now, you know, it's for those that are watching on the Facebook video, and again, I'll verbally describe it for those that aren't, going down to 0.3, 0.4, 0.5, you know, jumping up a little bit to 0.9 real quick, but, you know, back down in the, you know, really we're looking at, you know, running in the 300 to 500 megahertz range. So most of the time. Now, I'm going to unplug that. We'll go to battery, and then we'll switch over to the old power adapter. So with the old power adapter plugged in, what we're looking at here is about the same as the brand new power adapter that we just bought. And then we'll unplug that and plug the power adapter, the Dell power adapter that we used to test this with. And let me see if that's the one that I plugged in. I've got so many power adapters here. So that is the one, and it did go up to 2.3 gigahertz. So sometimes when you order things, you don't always get what is purported to be. So we're going to have to probably send this power adapter. I mean, it does say Dell, and it does look like, just looks just like the one that is working, but it's not working. So sometimes there's knockoffs out there, and you know, that's the thing. You want to test this. You want to see. And you may be out there listening. I know some people are out there listening. I don't know what in the world you're talking about, megahertz, gigahertz. What we're talking about is the speed that things get done on your computer. You know, if you plug a power adapter into your computer, and your computer doesn't, and your computer's a Dell laptop, and all of a sudden it doesn't detect that it's the correct power adapter, and instead of running at 2.3 gigahertz, it's running at 0.3 gigahertz or 0.4 gigahertz or 0.5 gigahertz. It's running anywhere from 10 to 20% of the performance speed that it should be running at. So something that normally takes you 20 seconds to do would then take you actually. Considerably more. It would actually take you, instead of taking 20 seconds, it would take let's say 100 seconds or possibly 200 seconds. So, you know, when you get up to 200 seconds, you're over 3 minutes at that point. When you're at 100 seconds, you're almost at 2 minutes. So, you know, that's what we're talking about. The difference between doing something in 20 seconds and doing something in 2 minutes, doing something in 3 minutes, that's the difference that happens because the Dell computer doesn't recognize the power adapter as being a proper, legitimate Dell power adapter. And so, you know, even if you go out and buy a new one, you want to test it, you want to go into the device manager, or the task manager, and click on the performance tab and just make sure that it's performing at the speed that it's supposed to perform at. And again, it may fluctuate if your processor doesn't need to run as fast as what it's running. It may actually go a little bit slower, and that's okay. But it should actually be capable of jumping up there and performing at that speed that it's designed to perform at. So this is something that you just want to watch for, and even when you buy a new part, there's some knockoffs out there. There's some things that aren't quite right out there, and you want to make sure that when you buy something that you're getting legitimate product, legitimate software, legitimate hardware, and that it's going to work like it actually should. So although you listening, some people listening may not understand all the terminology, we're trying to explain it so that you can understand it. You can certainly understand that if something takes you 2 minutes or 3 minutes versus 20 seconds, that's a bad thing. If you turn on your computer, and we have customers that do this, turn on their computer, and they have to go make a pot of coffee because their computer's so slow, they don't want to start the pot of coffee before they turn the computer on. They want to turn the computer on, then go make a pot of coffee and pour their cup of coffee. By the time they get back, their computer is booted up and ready to go. Well, if your computer's like that, maybe that's okay with you. I know we have some customers that tell us that they have more time than they have money, and I can understand that. For those that are seniors and are living on a fixed income and aren't working on tight deadlines anymore, the prioritization of the funds that are available, sometimes there just isn't the money available. But again, when it does come time to replace that computer, you want to think, you want to be smart, you want to use your money wisely. And even in some cases, you may be able to actually replace certain parts of your computer and have your computer run faster than a new computer that doesn't have some of those updated new parts. Like for instance, we've done this, we've talked about this many times, replacing the hard drive, a platter hard drive in the computer with an SSD drive. So what happens when you replace the platter drive with an SSD drive? Well, your computer just runs significantly faster. We've shown here the platter drive, and the platter drive actually has platters that actually spin around, and I'll get one in a demonstration and demo model that Western Digital sent us years ago. It has a clear plastic top so you can see it, but there's platters. They actually look kind of like CDs, but they're not quite as wide as a CD, and they're metal, and the hard drive will have two or three of these, maybe four of these, and they'll spin around at 5400 RPM or 7200 RPM, maybe even faster if you have a server drive. There's an arm that moves back and forth. The data is stored magnetically, so you have mechanics involved here. The mechanics, anything that has moving parts is going to break eventually, and you also have magnetics, and you have electronics. Typically on the back, there's a circuit board, and that circuit board is the electronics portion of this, and that actually connects into the motherboard, which is the main board on the computer, to get the information in there. Well, we've had a lot of customers that we have updated their computer to an SSD drive. So we've actually taken the SSD out of, or taken their platter drive out, put an SSD drive in, and their computers run phenomenally faster. We have one customer that just had us do that a few years ago. She already has the SSD. Now she has a problem with her motherboard. Well, she can go out and buy a new computer, but the problem is, if she buys a new computer with a platter drive, it's going to be slower than her current computer, even though the processor of the new computer may be faster. So what we're actually doing with her is we're actually putting in a new motherboard, which again is the main board. Everything plugs into it. A new CPU, that's again the brains, that's the part that does the thinking. It's the part that performs the mathematical calculations. It's going to do so much faster than what she has right now. And we're putting in a new RAM, and it's you know, 8 gigabytes of RAM, which is plenty for most people's use today. So she's going to have this SSD combined with a fairly quick computer, fairly quick processor. And the processor, by the way, has graphics, has a video card built into it. And the processor also, because it has a video card built into it, you don't have to have an extra video card, video adapter. And also, because it has that video adapter in it, and the processor, you're saving power. So it actually runs at a fairly low power level, and saving power can add up over time. You know, if you look at a computer that runs at, you know, the processor runs at, let's say, 125 watts, if you can drop that down to 95 or 65 or even lower, then you can save money over the course of a year. And you know, not every computer uses the same amount of power. By the way, going from a platter hard drive to an SSD drive will also save you money because it requires less power. There's no moving parts. There's no platters that are spinning at 5400 RPMs or 7200 RPMs. That requires power to do that. Having an SSD drive doesn't require that much power, and you can actually you can actually reduce your power consumption, which will reduce your power bill, which is always a good thing because you're lowering your cost. So and eventually, I mean, we'll have to do some calculations, you know, on the power that a hard drive uses versus the power that an SSD drive uses, and how much money that actually saves you over the course of a month, over the course of a year. And of course, it's going to depend on how long you actually use that computer, how many hours a day you use that computer. But we've been able to do this with a lot of systems. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is The State of the Church 2021, Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell.
Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that He is the Son of God, that God has raised Him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation.